Well, I'm not a loudmouth. But I definitely know the right, I know definitely know the law, so they don't. I do. I had a cop last year come up on the property. Another school incident. I had a problem with that teacher. And this lady called the cops on Zach. And the cops said it was a criminal matter. And they said, no, sir, it's not a criminal matter. It's a he said, she said, bull. And he went, huh? I said, you might want to go get your penal code book. And I'm going to teach you a little lesson here. One thing is you banging on my door. This is not a warrant call. You break my window, you're paying for it. He almost broke my window because he banged on it like a warrant call. Yeah, I taught him a lesson. He never forgot. When I walked out the door, I said, what are you, retarded? There's a doorbell right there. All you have to do is push it. I was pissed. Anyway, I made him put his head between his legs and walk down off my porch, and he walked back to his car and went home. He didn't have a leg to stand on, and he kept on telling me that, oh, the teacher's going to do this restraining order against him and all this other stuff, and I said, yeah, no, you can't do a restraining order against him. You're going to have to do it against me. I'm the guy that's over the age of 18, so give me the dang ticket, and let's see each other in court. But it takes a court order to do any of this stuff, and he's telling me, no, that's not possible. I said, dude, you really need to go back and read your penal code book. You really need to go get some law information because you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, me and him went around, he went away, and he hasn't came back since.